And finally, since we so evilly forced our contestants to do Queen and Muse, up next we have Contestants' Choice Round, and Autumn is first. Go, Autumn.
Every good reason for letting her go. She's sneaky and smoked out, and it's starting to show. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you turn around your back on each other. That's a good idea. Break a promise to your mother. Turn around your back on each other. You say that I changed. Well, maybe I did. Even if I changed, what's wrong with it? I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you turn around your back on each other. That's a good idea. Break a promise to your mother. Turn around your back on each other. And all our friends are gone and gone. And all the time is on and on. And all I know is it's wrong, it's wrong. And all I know is it's wrong, it's wrong. If there's a reason, it's lost on me. Maybe we'll be friends. I guess we'll see. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go. I'll never let you turn around your back on each other. What a good idea. Break a promise to your mother. Turn around, let's turn on each other. What a good idea. Break a promise to your mother. Turn around your back on each other. That's a good idea. Break a promise to your mother. Turn around your back on each other. What a good idea.
Right, Autumn's final song, her choice. Yeah. I'm, like, really happy that we gave you guys the option to do choice. Like, I'm happy that we, like, picked kind of, like, two specific artists and then, like, let you guys kind of do your own thing because it's, like, interesting. I think it's going to be interesting to see what people, like, chose. I personally
really like this song.
Me too.
Yeah. Jade, you're up first this time.
Oh, I am?
Yeah. Okay.
I thought this was good. I thought... Your energy was good. I couldn't decide if it was energy or emotion that needed more, but something needed more. You know, like you didn't sound as into it as you could have been, which, I mean, it was probably because you were like, oh my God, I have to get this done in like 5 seconds. but Yeah, that was my only really big note. I like the harmonies that you did. At 3:16, your note cut off at the very end. It was like, cut.
Yeah, that was weird.
We were baffled. We were all baffled except for Rach, who couldn't understand what we were talking about.
I thought that you guys were saying that it cut off. Like, I thought that you were saying, because, like, I thought you were saying that idea wasn't the last word, that she was supposed to be, like, a good idea, break a promise to your mother, whatever the words are.
No.
I thought, and I was like, no, guys, no. Idea is the last word.
No,
And then, and I was like, no, you don't get
Shell.
It.
No.
I'm so not on par tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, that was weird. But overall, I felt like this was good. It definitely wasn't your best of the night, but I liked it. I enjoyed listening to it, so.
Me too. I like this song as a song a lot. And I really like that you did a variety of songs. Like, you had that kind of cute little acoustic song at the beginning, and then you had your really, like, intense song with
Queen.
And then this was kind of, like, middle of the road, like, you know,
more alternative rock.
I thought vocally this was fantastic. I really liked your mixing tonight. I don't know, like, you haven't been super peaky, and, like, your levels have been really nice. I felt like you could have been more passionate in this song. I think that, personally, that was what was missing for me. It felt like you, like, a lot of the melody lines that are, like, similar, like, I felt like you could have just added a little bit more emotional content, I guess. Oh my god. Ew. I'm not making any sense, but that's fine. I really, really,
you
really
are.
Loved when you layered yourself. When you had the lower part and the higher part. That, I felt like you had a ton of passion there. And I don't know if it was the layering or whatnot, but I got, like, serious chills. I was like, ooh, that was really good. And I thought you did, like, I just thought you did, like, a nice job with this. I definitely wish you had had more passion. But, like, I think overall you've done a really, really good job tonight. So, like, especially for having done it in, like, 4 hours, 5 hours, however long you had. So, like, thank you. And this was, like, really, this was, like, good. So, Dizzy?
Yeah, I thought that you had really good energy throughout all this. But, like, everyone else has been trying to say that, like, that your emotion could have stepped up just a little bit. Like, it could have felt like you were more into it. But yeah, that's understandable that you only had, like, a few hours to do it. But, yeah, I thought this was a good choice for you. I like the diversity between songs that you had throughout this entire night. And I can't think of anything else.
Valk?
Yeah, my only note was the cutoff note at the end. I really like, my favorite part were the harmonies and the layering. That was, like, the best part. Because, yeah, you sounded really into it at that part. And, yeah, I agree with everyone else. You could have had more, amped it up a little bit more energy-wise. Not, like, a lot, but, like, a teeny tiny bit. And, like, had more, passion. Yeah. But yeah, you did a good job. I liked your voice on this, and I liked the song.
Awesome. All right. And we're done.
Next is Aria. A falling star fell from your heart and landed in my eyes. It tore through them, and now it's left me blind. The star.
And Aria, her choice song.
I mean, wow. She's talking about doing Florence like all season, so she finally got to do Florence and the Machine.
Yay.
For all those wondering, Florence is alternative rock. I know that some people might be like, what, is Florence really rock? Blah, blah, but it is. So I'm clarifying that now. Valk, you can go first.
I like how Celtic-y this sounded, so that made me happy. And, I don't know, like, as advice for later, like, I'm, like, subscribed to your YouTube channel, and I saw this on your YouTube channel a couple of days ago, so I listened to it. So, like, hearing it here, I was like, and it seems kind of like, you just kind of submitted it because you had it around and stuff. And, like, if Rochelle hadn't told me that you were waiting to do it all season, I would have assumed that you just submitted something that you had, like, previously on your computer. So
well, she submitted her tracks on Wednesday. She turned her stuff in,
like,
really early in the week.
I didn't get that email.
Sorry, yeah. I've had Aria's files for, like, a while.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah,
I think just don't, like, post it before you send it to us, because, yeah.
She probably sent it and then posted it.
But... yeah, it was probably the same day.
I'm sorry, I, like, didn't make that clear. Yeah, but I think that, I definitely think she did this for us. I think she just...
yeah.
Posted it. Maturely
for YouTubers.
Yes.
I don't really have anything bad to say about this. The harmonies sounded really, really pretty, and I loved all the high notes, and, like, the emotion was super awesome, and it, like, really matched the song well, and it was all whimsical and, like, pixie-ish and stuff. Yeah. Really, really good.
Yeah, you sound like a professional when you sing Florence. I really liked your other one that you did, Rabbit Hole, I think it was called. I forget. But I think you just do a really good job on Florence's stuff. Your voice types fit one another in that sense, and your harmonies were epic. I really don't have anything bad to say about this as well. It was obvious that you chose this because it was your, like, strongest suit. My one comment is I wish you had picked songs that were a little bit more different. I guess I felt that, like, I mean, like, Bohemian Rhapsody is obviously very different from this song. Your Muse song is different in a way, too. But I feel like they all had a very, like, theatery feel to them. And kind of, like, very, like, big,
They were all kind of like whimsically. Yeah, because I like remember big, thinking like Muse was whimsical too.
Yeah, like big, passionate. Ah, kind of. yeah, so that was my one. But like the thing is, you did a good job on all of them. It just would have been nice to see like a teensy bit more variety.
I think she knew that for the finale, she did the thing that she knew she could do the best, you know? And it's that type of song. But I see where you're coming from,
yeah. No, yeah.
Yeah.
You can keep going, Faded, by the way. I'm done.
So. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I mean, I know why you chose three songs that I guess were somewhat similar, except I felt like this was different than the other two. But, I mean, because you're good at this type of song, you know? So, like, for the finale, why not?
exactly.
Anyways, so I only have three notes, and they are OMG, harmonies equal love, wow, and now this is finale quality. So so this is staying on my iTunes forever and ever, and there's yeah. nothing about it, so haha.
This, yeah, this was definitely like my favorite of your songs of the night.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
I felt like this like, was definitely...
This might be one of my favorite ones I've ever heard her sing.
Yeah, so, actually, I agree with you there.
Like, ever heard, ever.
Dizzy, if you want to go. Sorry.
I agree with what the rest of you guys said. Yeah, this was a really good song. I thought it was saying... I thought it was saying very well, and I thought you performed it very well. And yeah, this was really a final song. I feel that you knew... I feel like you knew what you were doing when you sang this song. I don't really have any bad notes either, but I don't know. Like, during the first chorus, I don't know this song, so please correct me if I'm wrong. But I don't know, like in the first chorus, something sounded off with the timing. And I don't know if that's the song itself, like it was meant to sound kind of off with the timing and stuff.
Was that I noticed that too.
Her, like, her layering?
Yeah, the heart. Yeah, they were off sync like a little bit.
Oh, were they?
The first
I have the Florence and the Machine CD that this is on, but this has never been one of the songs I've listened to. And so I don't know it very well either. And I noticed that too. And I wasn't sure because it was like it was weird because it was like it was just off timing enough to seem like, hey, this could be intentional, but right. It was like. Not enough at the same time, so it could have been like a mistake. It was weird. It was one of those things where it like definitely could go either way, and I'm not sure. So,
right, yeah. But beside that, yeah. Besides that, I thought this was a really good song. So, good job.
All right, are we done?
Yep.
Done.
And the last performance of season one, Rockstar, is Cookies. Take it away.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday, suddenly. I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
All right, last song of the night, last Cookies song, her contestant's choice.
Last song of the season.
Beatles. Yeah, last song of the season.
It has to be the stupid Beatles.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you did not. I was actually thinking when she submitted this, like when I like looked at the title, I was like, oh man, we should have just made the third round Beatles. And then I was like, that would have killed me.
I would have. I would have been throwing chairs. I would have, like, gone and punched a baby or something.
Oh, and we need to, before we start this critique, remember we have to clarify.
Oh, yeah. On Aria's critique last time, we weren't sure if her timing was off, but I, like, went and listened to the real thing, and it wasn't. It's, like, kind of a weird, like, Larry round thing. So
you're fine, Aria.
We revoke that statement.
Yeah.
Anyway. Dizzy, why don't you go first, since you are our lovely guest judge and recorder tonight. Thank you, Dizzy.
No problem. Alright. So, hey, Cookies. I like this song. However, oh yeah, and I felt that you had really good energy and emotion. I felt that you performed it very well, and I liked your dynamics on this song. The one thing that I really didn't like about this song was your backtrack. I felt that it was low quality, and it got, like, the backtrack itself was pitchy. Like, it got on and off pitch at some points. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel that you could have gotten a better backtrack for this. Besides that, I actually liked everything that you did on this song. I thought it was a good choice for you.
Faded, you can go.
Yeah, I felt like you did a really good performance here. Your pitch was weird on parts of the song. It was good, and then it was like, whoa, really off. And it went, like, back and forth throughout the whole thing, I felt like. So it was, like, wavering the whole time.
You know what I was wondering about, actually, Faded? Because
what?
We had, like, both mentioned this in the chat. We were like, oh, is she off pitch? It kind of sounded like she pitched her backtrack, like, up a half step.
Oh.
That might be it.
And I'm wondering if she was off key. Like, I'm wondering if she, like, would switch between being in the right key that she had, like, that she had changed it to and being in the wrong key.
That might be it.
I do that so much. Like, whenever I pitch change something, I have such a hard time, like, being in the key that I've pitched it to.
I always have to
pitch anything.
When I pitch things, I have to pitch change the karaoke track that I'm going to use, and then I have to pitch change the original and, like, listen to it a lot in order to get that pitch in my head, and then I'm like, okay, I got this. So, that might be it, actually. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Why is it going back and forth so much? Yeah. So, yeah, but that was strange. But, I mean, overall, the performance was good. I felt like you did a pretty good job with it. So, yeah. I mean, I felt like this was a good song choice for you and everything. So, except for the fact that Falk doesn't like Beatles. But, yeah, besides that.
Falk, would you like to go next?
I'm pissed off that the freaking Beatles made it into the finale. So that's, like, fail. Rawr. I had the same notes. Like, the first verse sounded like it was off pitch, and then, like, the second one sounded more on, and it, like, yeah, it kept on going in and out. The Yesterdays sounded like there was peaking on them, and that's kind of all that I really wrote. The emotion was kind of decent. I thought you could have done more with the song. But I did like the dynamics you added to it, but I think it needed more, I don't know, it seems like it should be, like, a more desperate song to me, and you were, like, it had good emotion, but I just think it kind of needs that dynamic to make it suck less, because it's the Beatles, but yeah, that's all I really had. You sang it well, though, so good job.
Yeah, I thought you had a good job with your emotion and energy, I do think you could have had, like, a teeny bit more, like, longing, kind of, like Valk said. But I think overall this was, like, a really good song for you emotionally, and I think that if you just had fixed your, like, weird pitchiness, it would have been, like, really, really nice. There was one other thing I wanted to say about it. There was, like, overall, your backtrack seemed quiet, but, like, I really liked the dynamics that you did with your voice, like, how there was, like, certain parts where you sang it quieter, and there were certain parts where you kind of, like, sang out more. So I thought that was a really great choice on your part. And I am done as well, which means we can do the results.
Woo-hoo.
So we discussed the results before this. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to Dizzy for being our random
finale guest judge.
Super Ooh, random. Blah, blah.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Yay.
And I'd like to also thank Faded, who came in as our, like, for a few weeks as a guest judge.
Our guest permanent judge thingy, you know?
And, yeah. So, and thank you to everyone who competed on the show. Everyone did an amazing job, and this was, like, so fantastic. I think this was, like, we had more of a turnout this time than Lone Star.
Yeah, I kind of like this one better than Lone Star, personally.
Okay.
Well, I like country music better, but I liked Rockstar as a competition better.
I felt that Rockstar was more competitive. Like, I felt like people were more like, Rockstar. But, like, I think Lone Star as a competition worked better for some reason. I don't know. I really would like to bring Lone Star back. I've been listening to country.
Oh, Lone Star's definitely coming back because so, country rocks.
Yay, yeah. Lone Star.
So you can look forward to that in the future. So our three finalists. Really sad that Claire had to drop. Even more sad that she had to tell me so last minute because then Autumn could have had more time to kind of figure things out. But thank you so much, Autumn, for submitting and doing
awesome.
Like everything that you did, like that was really fantastic of you. Yes. So, Valk, would you like to announce third place?
Dun dun dun. Third place in Rockstar Season 1 ... is Cookies.
Woo!
Woo! Shark Cookies, good this job. Is so
he's because like. I know you're probably like, oh man, like I didn't win, but like, I think you should think this is a win because you like totally made it to a finale and like you did a really good job on the finale. Like your first song was epic and like even though you were like pitchy in your third song, it was still really emotionally good. And like even like Bohemian Rhapsody was really good. I mean, that's like a hard song and you like tackled it and went for it, which I like give you a ton of credit for.
Yeah.
To Cookie. Yeah.
And you sang like a total of like 20 minutes in the finale, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job
there.
A ton of songs. You're really fun.
You were epic.
And so the winner of Rockstar Season 1 is.
Guitar.
Aria.
Yay.
Autumn was a very close second as well.
Yes, he had a close second.
It was pretty, like, hard because, like, certain people won certain rounds. I'm sorry.
Beautiful. It was hard.
My voice is
you just continued on like nothing happened.
I'm like in my throat because I could feel it getting like so but yes, it was very hard because certain people won certain rounds and certain people won certain rounds, and then like there was one round we were like so it was a hard decision. But so congrats to Aria and congrats to Autumn for coming in second even though you had like no time to record. So really good job everybody. Great season.
Yay.
Thanks for having me on here, guys. Yeah. It was awesome having you, Faded. And
this was fun.
It was fun.
This was a great season. And thank you to Val for being a super Super cool. It's like 5 a.m. I'm sleepy. And is there anything else I want to say?
We're done.
Auditions for my radio play close tomorrow, so if you still want to do that.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were today. No.
No, it's.
I want a cast list.
Oh my god. I'm probably not going to cast till like late next week because there's like, I actually got five more auditions this week and I have to like sort them and stuff, so. But anyway, so yay. Do that. And really good season. Congrats to Aria. Congrats to all the finalists. This was epic and a really good finale, especially because it was kind of hard. We made it kind of hard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we purposely made it hard.
And good night.